This is a Suno India production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android app. Download it now from Google Play Store.
इज्जत से जीने का, किसी से डरने का नहीं, ना पुलिस से, ना एमएलए से, ना मंत्री से, ना से किसी के बाप से नहीं डरने का। अरे जब शक्ति, संपत्ति, सद्बुद्धि तीनों ही औरतें हैं, तो इन मर्दों को किस बात का गुरूर?
Gangubai Kathiawadi brought people to the theatres and took the box office by storm, even as the Hindi film industry struggles to find its feet since the pandemic. It is one in a long line of woman-led films that we have watched succeed since the 2010s. So are men and women truly finding equality in Bollywood? To find out, entertainment journalism platform Film Companion and media consulting firm Ormax Media conducted a study and released the O Womania report. It looks at the state of women in the industry on screen as well as behind the scenes. It found that only 10% of heads of departments are women. It has collected various other data about women directors and editors, films passing the Bechdel test, trailer talk times for women, etc. Hi, I am Surya Tapa Mukherjee, your host for this episode of the Suno India Show. I spoke about the study and its findings with Anupama Chopra, who heads Film Companion, and Sailesh Kapoor, who heads Ormax Media. Can you say how did the idea for this project come about? Why did you feel the need to do this report?
So, you know, actually, this is something that I have been thinking about for a long time, because truly inspired by the kind of work that's being done at the Gina Davis Institute on gender studies. And while they have looked at India, there isn't any sustained report in India on women in entertainment, on what, you know, what we all know that the gender equation is skewed. But you know, we have no numbers, we have no ability to look at it year on year and see if it's improving or deteriorating. And so this was something that I'd actually tried to kind of put together in other ways and forms a few years ago, but it wasn't coming together. And then last year, I went to Shailesh and I said, is this something you might be interested in partnering on? Because, you know, obviously, at that point, we had no sponsor, so we would bring in all that we can from Film Companion, and Shailesh and Ormax, who are leaders in the field of research, would bring in the research. And he very generously agreed. And we did the first report last year. And then this year, we were very grateful for Amazon. They came on, and which, you know, the funding enabled the scope of the research to become larger. So we are hopeful that every year we'll build on this and kind of present a portrait of where gender equations in Hindi cinema are moving towards.
So, you know, there are a lot of striking findings that are coming out of this report. So I want to know from both of you personally, what did you find while working on this report that has stayed with you?
Yeah, so if I were to start, say first, I think one of the findings, which also is a new section we added this time, was on seeing the representation of women in this corporate side of the media and entertainment industry, which is the CEO and CXO positions. And that being just 10% was not something I would have necessarily expected, because in general, there is a notion that media is one of the industries where women have better presence than many other industries, like say the conventional industries in the FMCG or other such spaces, banking, for example, BFSI. But just 10% boardroom representation is where a lot of it's the starting point of a lot of other problems that we see in the report in terms of representation across various other aspects of content and marketing. So just, and there are many companies which did not have even a single woman member on their board. So that's something which, while it was not expected that it would be 50%, but I was expecting it to be closer to 20-25% at least. And so that really put things in perspective, that the starting point itself is that decision makers right at the top are so heavily male skewed that you can't expect everything else to be easy after that.
Yeah, and for me, it was the HODs, just how few of the films in and the streaming shows in that 150 that were part of the report had female heads of departments, and especially for languages in the South, you know, because when I look at content, I look at the films and the shows that are coming out of Malayalam cinema industry or Tamil cinema industry, it's the content is, some of it is just so fantastic. There's such inventive and original work being done. And then to see, but the ground, at the ground level, it's actually far behind the Hindi film industry in terms of just gender, in terms of women. I mean, it's not like the Hindi film industry is can be championed as a place of equality, but it's way ahead of the South industries. And that really threw me.
Yes, I mean, that was very surprising for me as well. You know, like, we are kind of taking a critical look at the Hindi film industry, but at the same time, we're seeing that 34 films that you've looked at across different languages, including, you know, these South industries that you've mentioned, and also like Punjabi, Marathi, Bengali films as well, that there are no zero women who, you know, head a department.
Yeah, so, you know, the gender expert that we had, Sunita, she shared her thoughts on this. And in fact, Tamanna, who's, you know, an actor from who works extensively in South, has spoken about this in the roundtable that, you know, Anupma hosted as well, that structurally those industries have not, you know, over the last few years become more inclusive. It is still more like Tamanna used the phrase, a boys' club. So in that sense, it's more to do with what's happening on ground and also the nature of barriers that exist for women to enter the film industries in South and maybe some of the other languages like Bengali you mentioned are more, maybe Mumbai as a city is more conducive. It's also safer. You know, people from outside do tend to come and, you know, build careers here. So that's the nature of the Hindi film industry, that from a slightly more cosmopolitan in its outlook. While these industries have probably not managed to make that shift over the last 2-3 decades, and they still remain slightly insular and localized, and which is probably what's reflecting in that number. While the content they're making may be far more progressive, I think, in terms of hiring and in terms of being a workplace that women have access to, is something that they're still behind.
There is a difference between theatrical films and digital films and series. So Why is there a difference? Do you think it's because digital kind of uses lesser budgets, so there's less of a financial risk, so people kind of can take this sort of risks or whatever it is in terms of hiring more women or having more women up front?
You know, I wouldn't agree necessarily that digital is always cheaper. From what I hear, some of the series are at very, very high production costs, and especially, you know, when you consider that there's 7 episodes or 8 episodes, I think it has to do with the box office. The fact that anything on digital is not answerable to a box office makes it much, much easier for people to take risks and makes it much easier to try different things. I mean, look at the way the streaming platforms have enabled women of a certain vintage to really come into their own. I mean, you look at Sushmita Sen in Arya, you look at Raveena Tandon in Aryanak, you look at Lara Dutta, you look at Madhuri Dixit in The Fame Game. You know, all these wonderful actors from the 90s who did not have any sort of sustained career in Hindi cinema. I don't think Hindi films knew what to do with these people. But the streaming space does. And the streaming space has given them such fantastic roles and really leadership position in the series that they're all each individually working in. And I think that has to do, and Shailesh, please weigh in here, but my sense is ki kyunki there is no box office, there is no worry ki Friday, first day, first show pe kaun aayega. You know, and when that is not part of the equation, then you can soar a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that is one main reason. And there's one more reason which actually is covered in the report, which is that in the streaming platforms, at least three or four of the major ones, including Amazon Prime Video, the key decision makers are women. And, you know, Aparna Purohit is there in Amazon, and she was a part of the roundtable I referred to. And she's spoken extensively about how it is the intent to make content of a certain type, which is inclusive and more led by women characters, as well as to hire 50% writers or 50% HODs who are women, is something that is, it is a conscious intent that, you know, a platform like Amazon is going out in the market with and taking decisions accordingly. So if you see most of the production houses, even in Hindi, now you don't see that many of them, except not one here and there, which is led by a woman or where the key decision maker is a woman. And we've seen across parameters in the report that when the decision maker is a woman, the scores on any parameter begin to look far healthier as far as inclusivity is concerned. So I think the fact that three or four of the main platforms have either content heads or commissioning editors who are women is also playing an important role apart from the pressure of the box office.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Shailesh. And you know, that was one of the most startling things in the report also, that the fact that when there's a woman at the head, it even impacts on the talking time that women have in trailers. You know, that's the kind of reverberation that happens when a woman chooses to green light a project. So I completely agree that the fact that women are in positions of power, the fact that they are gatekeepers more than they are in the theater space is a big, big factor.
Right. So do you think like the success that we're sort of seeing, you know, from digital or like from women-led ventures, do you think that would translate to theatrical films, or do you think because of the pandemic now things are sort of, you know, that has sort of impacted things as well, and maybe we won't see that kind of progress?
See, right now in Hindi, if I speak about specifically to begin with, everybody is trying to figure out what will work, because the theatrical business is generally struggling, and even if the male-oriented or male target, male protagonist films in a certain type of action space are getting made, many of them are not working. And what is working is one in, say, 3 months or something. So it is a good time to actually see if the stereotype that men, male-centric films or male hero films can get audiences to theaters, and the same is not necessarily going to be true for a film which is headlined by a female actor or, you know, by a protagonist who's a woman. That could just be a stereotype that one has to leave behind and question at least, and try and see if the post-pandemic world has evolved there too. Because we saw with many films that even though, which are headlined by a big male star, that earlier this year, that even the openings are not coming anymore. So clearly, I think one of the things which we are realizing in all our work, at least in Hindi, is that audiences are now paying more attention or more premium to the idea rather than the star. So they're saying, if the story is interesting, if it's something that surprises me, something I've not seen before, I would be more willing to give it a chance in a theater, especially if it is looking like it can be watched on the big screen, than just tell me that so-and-so star is there and therefore you should go and watch it. So I think the times are changing and we can't be stuck with old ideas. And it is a good time for some of the leading producers to actually see if this is a space they want to explore more. Whether it will happen or not, I think we'll know only in 2 years or 3 years, because that's the cycle of the theatrical business. What you write today hits the screens a couple of years later. So most of the films that are coming out now are pre-pandemic films, actually. So hopefully, yes, because there is a need for rethinking, which is evident right now.
But you know, Shailesh, and my fear, honestly, is that the rethinking might be to assume that female-led films won't work, because even the male-led films are struggling. And therefore, you know, starting with Gehraiyan in January to Good Luck Jerry last month, you know, or Bubbly Bounce.
Darlings.
Or Darlings, you know. My fear is that the conventional wisdom right now is that the audience will only come for event films. And therefore, which necessarily means big budgets, big heroes, special effects, scale, and anything that doesn't fit that, and mostly female-led films are mid-budget. They are more about storytelling rather than, you know, scale or sort of, you know, special effects. Genuinely, my worry is that we might see female-led films being ghettoized in a way. You know, and I love streaming. I don't mean this in any way to create a caste system between theatrical and streaming. I think streaming has a great place and takes narratives to places that they would never reach otherwise. But my fear is that conventional wisdom will kind of say ki acha aise karte hain because abhi to big big heroes ki filme flop ho rahi hain, to you know, aurton ki picture kahan chalengi?
Yeah, I think that's also true because in a way right now everyone's seeking answers. So when you see a big production house like Yash Raj or Shamshera and before that Prithvi Raj and before that Jayesh Bhai have all not worked and even got an opening, one could argue they necessarily believe that male stars films will also are also going to work. But I think currently this headspace of many people is that they are seeking answers, and that's a lot of questions that we are also being posed. So, you know, I think it's also an industry where if something works, people tend to replicate it. So maybe it's when Kahani worked and Queen worked, then a lot of those kind of films were greenlit in 2013, 14, 15. And we saw many of them coming out in that period of 4-5 years. So it could just be a case that a couple of films work and then we see more of them. But yeah, I mean, I also agree with you that sometimes because of KGF, RRR, Pushpa, thing, there could be a sense that this is the space that you would want to create in Hindi rather than experiment too much in an yeah. area which has worked earlier.
Yeah. You listen, once one or two films work, then it's full bhedchal again, right, Shailesh? You know, I think the trouble right now is that nothing is working, you know, except a certain kind of film. And so there's such confusion. There is such... and look, the truth is no one's ever known what will work. It's not like anybody had the answers before. I think it's just right now there's even more panic than before because too many of the short shots have not worked.
Yeah, I think one difference is that earlier films were at least opening well, and if they were not working, that was because the content probably was not living up to the hype. But now what has started happening this year is that actually films are not opening well. So if you see a Lal Singh Chaddha, for example, the opening itself is the rejection of the idea of the film or the fact that people don't want to go and watch such a film. And though a lot of it is being put to the boycott campaign and all, but the truth is that the trailer didn't excite people enough to give the film a chance. So this is a new thing that people are actually saying, even if it's a big star, if I'm not interested, I will just not give it a chance. So it's difficult times sometimes require somebody to be brave enough to say that, you know, let's create a new template. So I'm not sure if following, because if you're going to follow and do more of the South kind of action films, but those are already, you know, being dubbed in Hindi and that is available. So how does that really make it different? And I think Shamshera in a way was probably one attempt in that space, and that has not worked either. So, yeah, we'll have to just wait this out and see how people think. But yeah, when the Bhedchal point is really what it is, that if Bhulbhulaiya 2 works, then you look at more horror comedies coming out. It's almost a given that you could expect that 3-4 Hindi horror comedies will come out in the next 1 or 2 years.
Right. And I mean, like Gangubai Kathiawadi, you know, like everybody has sort of been mentioning that as like a woman-led film that did wonders for the box office. But I also want to kind of briefly look at, you know, the impact of the Me Too movement, because I was watching Anupama's roundtable and there Kanika Dhillon, you know, she mentioned this point that the reaction was that, you know, now we should hire less women. And I was wondering, like, how you kind of saw that, like, while doing the study or in conversations with people, like, if you got that sense as well. Like, for me, I was surprised that now only, you know, 56% of properties comply with the Supreme Court's anti-sexual harassment policy. I would expect it to be a lot more after, you know, the sort of Me Too wave that we had. But then to see that, oh, the reaction is actually to hire less people, I was wondering, like, what you felt about that.
No, because we didn't cover it explicitly. I think that 56% is that 56% companies have put it in the public domain. So in a way, they are showing that it is important enough for them to put it in their on their website or on their annual report that they are adhering to the Supreme Court guidelines, which doesn't mean that the remaining 44% do not have an ICC or a posh place, but they maybe don't feel the need to actively communicate that. I think what Kanika is mentioning is obviously an individual experience, and there may be many other people who have similar experiences that after Me Too, maybe the boys' club, as it were, is more wary of hiring women in key positions. And that's unfortunate if that is true at a wider level, because that's only going to reverse any progress that may have happened. So one of the ideas to do this report every year is to hope that, you know, it's 10% this year, at least it goes to 15% next year. You know, it can't go from 10 to 50 in 1 year, but, you know, one hopes that it moves inch by inch, and over the next 3-4 years, one creates enough conversation and things begin to change on the ground. So, yeah, I mean, every opinion then in that sense should contribute to somebody's thinking changing. But I don't know what to say there. It's somebody's experienced it, so it has to be true, and that's unfortunate.
You know, I had heard this was this sort of general attitude. It was, but like, you know, just when all the stories had broken. It was one of the things that kind of people talked about, that is this going to happen? Did it happen or not? I don't know. I'm not sure, because also there was nobody, like there was no report to look at, you know, whether there's anything moving on ground. But I suppose tracking it over the next few years will tell us what is actually happening.
Yeah, my sense is that it would not have happened in the corporates, like, say, the bigger companies, the networks, Disney, Star, Zee, Sony, Amazon, Netflix. But in the single producers, the more homegrown kind of ecosystem that Bollywood often has, that's where this could have been the case, because there, you know, you're really running a outfit which is not really complying to any international guidelines or norms, or, you know, they're not even listed companies.
The boutique
most of the
places,
time.
Yeah.
The boutique producers who are making 3-4 films a year, and most of the time assembling an ad hoc team of freelancers to work on a project. So their structuring is maybe slightly more, in that sense, they may be thinking on those lines. I think the corporates, even the bigger ones like Dharma and Jashraj in the Bollywood side, I think they see this as a larger point, and gender inclusivity is definitely a part of the narrative at many of those places.
So looking at pay disparity, you know, like we've seen this conversation among actors, right? Where it's like, okay, so the male actor will actually bring in more money to the box office. So that's why he's getting paid more. But how do you sort of see this pay disparity behind the camera? Like, you know, what are the roles? Like, are there basically two people literally doing the same job and getting paid differently?
So, you know, if I were to just say my bit before maybe Anu adds to that, is that we have both the years, at least this year, I think between Film Companion and us, we had a conversation that whether we should cover pay disparity in this report. I think we have not covered it yet. Maybe next year we'll have the discussion again. One of the reasons is that it's very difficult to really get verified numbers, and one doesn't, this entire report is actually based on very factual data. So one doesn't want to use hearsay and, you know, kind of anecdotal numbers and make conclusions basis that. So the challenge of not being able to get access to real figures on how much an actor and actress was paid is what has probably dissuaded us from getting into this. So a lot of what we hear is, for example, on the kind of interviews and panels that happen in the panel, we hear a lot of this, so we know that it is there. I mean, there's no doubt on that. But from a scope of the report perspective, there is a trade-off on whether you want to be 100% factual or whether you want to get into areas which are slightly gray, and therefore you may want to stay away from that. But we don't. Maybe next year we should see if there's a way of including that and making the report cover pay disparity as well. But Anu, you want to add to that?
Yeah, you know, it's I have heard this from women at all levels, women in all fields of filmmaking, that pay disparity is something that continues to exist. And I remember Anushka Sharma doing an interview with me in 2015 and talking about how even if two actors are at the same level, a male and a female, the male will inevitably get more money. In fact, she went so far as to say that no matter what else is, you know, if the playing field is equal, she said, if we're outdoors, the hero will always get the better room than the heroine. You know, the bigger suite will be given to the hero. So it's at every level where there is a difference. But like Shailesh said, until we can get actual hard facts, and that's very hard to do because nobody is discussing salaries in the open here, you know. So does it exist? Absolutely. There is enough anecdotal evidence across the board to suggest that women are paid far less than men.
Right, and this is for like non-actors as well. Like, I just want to clarify.
Absolutely, of course. If you're Zoya Akhtar, obviously there's. I don't think that it would happen to someone who's at that level, right? She's already at the top of the game. But I think that if you're a little lower down the ranks, you know, maybe the slightly mid-level directors, technicians, there would definitely be. My sense is there would definitely be. But again, people don't speak about what they get paid. But they will say that, yes, there is disparity.
My final question is basically like, what do we do, right? So we've seen that women who are in top positions, they are hiring more women. Like, that's inevitably happening, that, you know, it is having this reverberation across different levels. But then what about like the 90% men? Like, that's really the scope for change, right? Who are in senior positions, who are heads of department. Like, it's about them kind of hiring more women. So how do we move forward on this?
I think we have to start conversation. Then, see, the purpose of this report is to essentially lead to or enable conversations which can happen within the industry on forums like this that we are talking right now, on roundtables, in panels, and through articles and through press coverage, so that there is more sensitization, because a lot of it eventually will have to come from there. Because, you know, as Film Companion Normax, we are not producers also. So we are not, you know, in that sense, we are little detached from it, and yet, you know, we are a part of it because we are covering or working on the industry extensively. So I think we have been very clear that our role in this is to create conversations and sensitization. And hopefully, when you do that consistently over a couple of years, you begin to see that the people become open to new ideas and their mindset begins to change. It will not happen overnight. But over the next couple of years, if it begins to happen, then I think then we, in a way, we have been able to contribute to at least the conversation starting. I think more than that is for the people on ground, or who are those decision makers, to actually show intent, which is like what Aparna mentions in that roundtable, that there has to be intent. It can't just be a theory in your head that you want to hire more women. You have to actually do it by hiring more women. So that's where it would happen. And it will.
I agree. See, what we can do is keep highlighting, keep talking, and hope that it is connecting, hope that more people become aware. And honestly, I feel like once you have women in positions of power, and again, I'm only speaking from my own experience, and I don't consider myself as a woman in a position of power. I'm just a film critic, but I do have a platform that I have founded. And inevitably, though in my case, I'm not saying it was intentional, but inevitably, most of our HODs are women, you know? So it just happens. You are more sensitive, you are more open, you will create new pathways, new opportunities for five more women, and it's just a paying it forward that will continue to happen. But you're absolutely right. If without the support of the men, you're not going to see any accelerated change. And I think so. For that, we need to keep highlighting it, and which is where Womania is critical, because now you actually have numbers that you can speak from to tell men that, look, this is dire, and you know, you're not going to be able to make cinema or tell stories for half of the world's population without including half of the world's population in the process.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android app. Download it now from Google Play Store.